You're listening to Preview here on the Classical Station, the program that brings you new recordings and arts news every Sunday evening. I'm Dan McHugh. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. Coming up on May the 7th, the Women's Voices Chorus will present a concert entitled Bridge of Songs. And here tonight to talk about the concert is director Dr. Alan Friedman. Thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Thanks for having us. Love to be here.
So first off, I'd like to talk a little bit about the history of women's choruses. Can you give our listeners a little background about this type of choral group?
Absolutely. Our group itself has been around for 20-plus years or so in the Triangle area, but there's a long history of women's groups singing together. Originally, they were found in monasteries, but over the years, they found that they could build up different choral societies in Germany and England especially, and through today, there's a long history of, you know, glee clubs, both of men and women's groups, but there's something special about getting together a group of women, not just boys or girls, but older women who have a little bit more experience in the world.
And what are some of the differences for conducting a group of women who sing only in the upper registers?
Well, certainly there's a different kind of repertoire that you're going for. Composers through the centuries have focused either on men's registers or women's or both. And while in some ways it can seem a little bit limiting in terms of the notes that they can sing, although we do have a few altos that can sing down to a low C, it's quite incredible to hear them do it. But there is a range of colors that composers are able to use and to unify. And some of the most exciting music happens when the same notes or the same register are repeated over and over again within the chorus, so that the alto parts or the soprano parts might be using the same tessitura. It's a very unique and exciting effect.
So your upcoming concert is called The Bridge of Songs. What's the theme for this concert?
So the idea is the idea of crossing over from one place to another, from darkness to light, just the physical borders of crossing from one country to another, from life to death, from youth to experience, and a whole host of other transitions. The title of the concert comes from a piece by an Estonian composer named Tormis, who wrote a piece celebrating the freedom of Estonia from the Soviet occupation, singing about this land that's of Finland, that's just across the Gulf of Riga, across the Baltic Sea, and it's only about 40 miles across, and they were really excited to have this chance to reconnect with Finland, a country they share a lot of linguistic characteristics with. And so the piece is half in Finnish and half in Estonian, and they found the two languages sound very similar, and they use the national songs of each of the countries to sort of create a bridge of songs, as it were.
Is it difficult for the women to sing in a different language other than English?
We pride ourselves with attempting all sorts of different languages. I think this is something like the 45th language we've sung in over the course of the last 24 years in the chorus.
But, oh, wow.
Estonian and Finnish are a unique set of languages. It's only along with Hungarian. They're a unique set of linguistic capabilities with some sounds that we're not used to making as English speakers especially. So we've actually brought in experts, people who speak both Finnish and Estonian, to help us out with that. And one of the things we love about this chorus is getting the chance to talk with people, including one woman we talked to, a different piece we're singing in Latvian, who had actually escaped the Nazi and Soviet occupation when she was just a tiny little girl. She'd escaped and told us about her life story. It's quite moving to have that kind of connection to the music and to the history.
Yeah, definitely. It'll bring another layer of interpretation for the ladies when they're singing, and they can really think about, you know, that experience, and that's what the piece is about. So,
no question.
Mm-hmm. What else are you going to perform?
We're also singing a set of American songs. One of the pieces we're singing is I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free, the famous Billy Taylor gospel song that was made famous by Nina Simone, and the idea of moving ourselves from the idea of our own mental slavery, our own ways that we hold ourselves back, and freeing ourselves from that those restrictions, and sort of enjoying that feeling of flying over all the chains that we used to have. It's a really moving song to see the women sing. I'm actually thinking about not even conducting it, just watching it in the concert, letting them go. So not only are they free from their own shackles, but they're free from a conductor as well.
Yeah, I think that would be great. Even if you started off conducting and then sort of let them go as the piece went on, that would really
Absolutely.
Be something.
Yeah.
For the repertoire, do you usually stay with newer music, or do you also perform pieces from like Baroque and the classical and Romantic eras too?
We do a range of compositions. The one thing that we strive to do is sing pieces that are written by women composers. It's probably about half of our repertoire is pieces that were composed, not necessarily just recently, but all throughout the last 500 years or so. Although, because of the nature of history, and in many ways, composing was not seen as something that was fit for a woman to do for many, many years, most of the music we do sing by women is from the last 30, 40 years or so. We also try to commission a lot of new pieces by female composers. We're not doing anything of that on this particular concert, but we have in the past, and we'll do again sometime soon.
That's really great. It's always good to have new music. Keep the
absolutely
yeah. Keep the music going. So, if someone's interested in joining, do you have auditions?
We do have auditions each August. We before the start of the term, we have auditions, and there's plenty of information about that and all other matters of Women's Voices Chorus at our website, womensvoiceschorus.org.
So, the Women's Voices Chorus will perform on Sunday, May the 7th. At 3 o'clock p.m. at University United Methodist Church at 150 East Franklin Street in Chapel Hill. For more information and for tickets, please visit www.womensvoiceschorus.org. Dr. Alan Friedman, thank you so much for joining me tonight.
It's been a pleasure. Have a great evening.
You too.